Let's talk now about personal stuff. I've got two girls in the studio with me. I think I'm going to draft them into this particular conversation. Because Lagos, this is a conversation that has, what will I say? It has split the internet. This is the point on Hard Facts where we slow things down. We move away from current affairs. We get a bit more personal. And boy, I need that today because today's Hard Facts was packed. Back to back to back to back. Ah, now today, let's talk about a scenario between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. This scenario is one that seems to come up every 7 market days on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, every 7 market days, somebody's raising this scenario. Normally, I roll my eyes and I walk away. But since it keeps coming up, it means that maybe it's on the minds of a lot of Nigerians all the time. I don't know. So let's talk about it. How should a woman react if her mother-in-law slaps her? Feta said, okay. How should a woman react if her mother-in-law slaps her? Like I said, people keep asking the question on social media. It always gets lots of engagement. Personally, I can't relate. I have a great relationship with my mother-in-law, a respectful relationship with my mother-in-law. We respect each other, you know, but apparently some mother-in-laws are moving mad looking for their son's wives to slap. And the question now becomes, what should the slapped woman do? Some say she just has to endure it. Others say she should confront the mother-in-law. Others say she should involve her husband. Others say she should slap her back. And that answer seems to upset a lot of men. You know, when men hear slap her back, they're like, ah, how can you slap my mother? But the women are like, well, how can your mother slap me? Anyway, someone tweeted about it and he said, quote, some of you young women are very useless. Your mother-in-law talk. Toria's face just went, huh? Okay. Girls, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Okay, so this person says, some of you young women are very useless. Your mother-in-law talk to you and you have the guts to talk back at her. In Apuara, that means, are you mad? She slapped you because you raised your voice at her and you get mine, slapped her back. Well, na vegetables una de marry. They no born you well to talk back at my mother when she's talking to you. If there's misunderstanding or something happened, you have no right to talk back at my own mother, let alone slap her back when she slaps you out of anger of you talking back at her. If there's misunderstanding with your mother-in-law, don't talk back at her. Wait until your husband comes back. Go to your room, sit down with your husband, tell him what happened. He does things the right way as the head of the family. If I come back and hear that my mom slapped you and you slapped her back, you definitely have 2 options to choose. One is mortuary, the other one is coma. End quote. That's what that guy tweeted. Then Aisha Esufu responded to that guy. You all know Aisha Esufu. She's a friend of the show. She's well known as an activist, co-founder of Bring Back Our Girls, very vocal with P2B's LP. And she said, quote, I am old enough to be a mother-in-law and I have a son that can marry this minute if he so wishes. So I am more than qualified to speak on this issue. If I should slap my daughter-in-law or potential daughter-in-law, she must ensure she gives me back double and walks away if my son supports nonsense. What the hell do you people think marriage confers on you? The right to be evil and wicked? End quote. So Lagos, now the 2 points of view with a reason now. Of course, it's a really strange hypothetical because, like, why are you going around looking for who to slap? Why even thinking about the possibility that your mother will slap your wife? I don't know. But, you know, these are the 2 points of view. I want to know which one you align with more. I'll start with Feta, who's here and is making interesting sounds.
Anyway, God bless Aisha Yusufu for me. Okay. Firstly, the guy who said that if my mother-in-law slaps my wife has already established that his mother-in-law is capable of abusing his wife. So if you're marrying, ladies, shine your eye very well. Cram his name. Probably if you're already married to that guy. Congratulations in advance or whatever, man. But truth be told, my mother-in-law cannot slap me. Just because I don't know what must have ensued, but I would not slap her back, to be very honest. I'm going to wait for my husband's reaction.
Okay.
Yes, because I'll respect her that, she's an elderly person. But I will make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay.
It no go happen.
So what if your husband doesn't react? What if your husband just says, "Oh, you know how mommy is. She means well. Yeah, she was just angry."
If that's what my husband says, then I'm telling you, Sandra, there are things this radio, I can't say. There are things that I would do that I will make sure it never happens again. She cannot lay her hands on me like that. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, Feta says. Toria, what do you say?
Like how people have made marriage look like if you're getting married to somebody, you're marrying, I mean, you're marrying the entire family. Right. But then some other in-laws have taken it upon them that they will be acting like the husband in the
school
house
principal.
When, right. Exactly, like the head girl, right. When the husband is the alive and capable. All
right.
So, my mother-in-law, if she slaps me, exactly what Feta said, I will actually wait for my husband to come back. I won't slap her back.
Okay.
Because, I mean, no matter how low she went, I can't go lower. I would be the bigger person and show her that even if you're older than me.
Than your mother-in-law. Because when you stop at, you tell your husband.
I would tell my husband. I would just hold on. I won't go low as she did. And I'll wait for his reaction. And honestly, his reaction will now determine what I would do to in that situation. But if anything, me say I'll call my mother, or let's do mother-in-law versus mother-in-law.
Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. I don't know why you people are fantasizing about your mother slapping your wives, but this is a conversation that happens on Twitter every 7 AK days. So let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993. One point of view says slap her back. The other point of view says talk to your husband. My own point of view is, what if you talk to your husband, or your husband says, "Hey, you know how mommy is. She was angry. You quiet. Don't talk back when she's talking. Eh, sorry that he slapped you. Eh, sorry, sorry. Eh, don't worry." Then what? Then what?
There are many actions.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
You sit on the line.
Welcome. Talk to me.
In fact, my mother-in-law will not try it.
She will not try
because
it.
Because giving me one, I will give her three.
Ah.
They're not born and well.
Ah.
She won't die.
Ah.
What if she chop?
Ah.
I'll be waiting she swallow.
Ah.
Me, I'm not there, mama, for her. So my mommy don't go slapping in picking one.
Oh,
my God go punish that kind of mother-in-law.
Ah.
Nonsense.
Okay, wonderful. My babe, say nonsense on top of the tune. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, my name is Victor, calling from Mitre.
Victor, if your mother slaps your wife, how do you expect her to respond?
Well, if my wife has respect, she will wait for me. When I come back, then I will approach my mother, ask her, "Why do you slap my wife?" Then, if I not get any good reason from my mother, then I will give her last warning that she should not do that again. But if she continuously doing it, then I will know the type of action that I will take, I will take to her. But if by mistake, really, my wife eventually replies, means that herself didn't respect me then as a husband. Yes, she respect me.
Okay.
So the only thing I will do is to warn my wife again. Anyway, I will warn her seriously that she know. Try it again.
Okay.
That's what I
will
do.
All right. Thank you very much. What do you think about Victor's response? Victor says, I will go and ask my mother, why did you do this? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And then what about the part where he says that if the wife, I think I heard something like if the wife is at fault.
Yeah.
I didn't really guess it.
No, he says that he'll go and ask his mother, and if the mother,
so that means he's expecting a compelling, he's expecting an answer as to why.
Yes, why.
So that means there should be a reason. No, sir. That's not gonna work. If you're saying they're giving her permission to slap her next time she does something wrong,
because he also said if she continues to do that,
it doesn't even make sense that your mother does not respect you as a respectable married man. I know that as a mother you might not be able to give your child that kind of respect, but you also have to respect the fact that he's married to somebody else's daughter. So if she offends you, why didn't you wait for her to come back and tell her that this is what your wife did and I didn't like it, and I don't like it, but you had to lay your hands on her? And then I have he I tell you what your mother did, you have to go and ask her why she did it. No. Mm.
Do you agree with Victor, Victoria? Do you agree with Victor? Ooh, Victoria and Victor. Do you agree? Do you agree with Victor that if you slap your mother-in-law back, it means you don't respect him as your husband?
Ugh. Some people have, you know, most people can control their anger. You know how this thing can even be reflexed that the wife can even give the mother a own slap back. This thing depends on the person. If I don't even really think it's a thing of respect. You know how she can be triggered and immediately she's giving her own back. So it might not actually be that your wife disrespects or she's being disrespectful to you as a husband. Right. It might just be like a reflex
just
action.
Reflect, yes, just
like
defense.
It was a trigger. Bah! Like she was triggered, so she gave her own slap. So I don't really think it might be a disrespectful thing. That's why it's very necessary that you should communicate to your partner. So you know if my partner has anger issues or she's prone to reaction.
That kind of woman would expect her own daughter to slap her mother-in-law.
Exactly. If the case is where we exactly.
Mm. So, okay, let's hear from Lagos some more. 99.3.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
I am Akolo. You see, two wrongs cannot make a right.
Okay.
So what I would advise is that the woman should not slap back. Instead, she wait for the husband. And if the husband cannot say anything meaningful, he should tell the matter to the mother. It should be mother to mother.
Oh, she should go to her own mother. Let the two and mothers face each other.
Okay. Yes. And if me, my brother, has a wife, and my mother goes there to go and slap, I will tell my brother, tell my mother to come back home immediately. To go back to his house, to her house. That's what I will say.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to say it. 99.3.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is David. Yeah. I'm calling from Aja.
David, your mother slaps your wife. What are you doing?
You know, I'm just laughing. Do you know the funny thing? The day I got married, my wife knows that is my wife and she's my mother. So there's a difference between my wife and she.
Okay.
If my wife offends my mother needs to wait for me. Even if I go to anywhere to come back, and explain to me this is what happened. If I would know what my step to take. Any day she slap my wife, even if I'm living out of this earth, even anywhere in the world, I will send her back home that day. There's something my father told me, and I learned from that.
Okay.
My father told me that as a man, I should not allow anything concerning marriage involve my mom, neither him. That is why when I grew up as a man, I don't stay with them when I married. And I can never anything concerning my marriage, family home, related it to my family, any brother, anything, because I know what will be the percussion of it at the end of the day. She needs to wait for me and respect me. And this is what she's supposed to do. Not that she will slap my wife before I will come by, he will say, this your wife did this. That means that woman is not my wife. If it is my wife, God forbid, she cannot even try it.
She cannot try it, he says. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is coming from a woman that live in a family house, so you know I would have been in this kind of situation.
Oh,
before.
God, have you been in this kind of situation before?
I didn't reply. I didn't reply because that very minute it happened, I just said, what if it's my mother? Will I reply her? So that was what held me. Although I don't have the mind of even doing anything like that. But when my husband came, when my ex is not my husband, Nadisha, when my ex came, she has already cooked up story. At the gate already. When that one came again, gave me the beating of my life.
Oh, no.
Again, upon that thing. So when I left, what I'm just driving out to was that I left everything. I just left everything. I'm like, well, let me just look at it. I think it's my parent that beat me that day. When he remarried there, that woman showed that my mother, Pepe. You know what is Pepe?
Yes.
Pepe upon Pepe. He married an acquired lady now.
Okay.
Ah, that one finished. Wow. I was hearing the story, I was just laughing. But no, really, if we look at it, you first of all put her in the stage of your own mother. What if it's your mother that slapped you? Will you slap her back? So I won't do that.
All right. Adeshewa will not slap back. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This matter is strong.
See.
Slap, okay. But for me, I will not slap back.
Okay.
But those who can reply, they can reply.
Okay.
And I will not quarrel with them.
For replying.
Of replying that slap.
Right.
Because what I can take, another person cannot take it.
Right.
for you to raise the hand and slap another person picking. If you can reply, you reply, my sister. Thank you.
99.3, hello. Hello? Is anyone there? No. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Steven.
Steven! Your mother slaps your wife.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your program 247.
Oh.
But I just need to call to this
okay,
program.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me. Your mama slapped your wife. How you want to handle her?
What I want to say is that I'm very sure 100% that my mom will never do that.
Okay.
And if by mention my mom did, I know my wife, she will never reply her. All she will do, she will wait for me. And me as a person, because I've already set the boundary already, all I need to do, I'm going to call my mom privately, and my mom needs to apologize.
Mm.
She just needs to say sorry, irrespective of anything she might have. Because I'm very sure my wife will never disrespect my mom. My marriage will be 10 years, but I know I'm very sure, because I've already set the boundary. You know how this mother always behave when he's the only son, that they want to make sure that your wife will not have your face? No. Okay, I want to give you an insight that happened. That my mom will always make sure that, okay, she always make a behavior that she will never want to see my wife. And I told her, Mom, if you know you won't like my wife, that means you don't like me, because me and this woman, we are one. And I don't think in the next few months or year we are ready to separate. So if you don't like her, that means you don't like me. So my mother will never do that. And if by venture it happens that my mom slapped my wife, my mom will need to apologize and say sorry.
Victoria, is an apology enough? Would you be fine with an apology? Your hypothetical mother-in-law slaps you and your hypothetical husband makes her apologize. Is that enough?
Yes, I guess.
That's enough?
Yes,
you guess? It doesn't sound like that's enough. Think about it for a bit. Feta, is that enough?
That's about the only thing she can do, because I'm not going to slap her back. Obviously, I'm not slapping her back. It's not because I fear anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that. It's just because I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And someone rightly said, two wrongs don't make a right. I'm not going to do what you did to me just because I want to teach you a lesson. Mm-hmm. And it's not because some men are saying, you go home, daddy, which home? I don't understand. Nobody's chasing you from your father's house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But like, I'm doing it because I respect you. I'm trying to be civil.
Mm-hmm.
So just saying you're sorry is more than enough. It's enough, as a matter of fact, because you'll not take this laugh from my face back.
Yes.
So yeah.
Can't say I slap you back, you know.
I mean, but I wouldn't want to, really. Yeah. Even if the person say, okay, do you know what? You can slap me back, and if it makes you feel better. No, I don't want to.
That would make me feel better.
Well,
we've got Steve.
I don't want to raise hands.
Steve says, what's the difference between my wife's attitude and my mother if she slaps my mother back? A wise woman is supposed to report to her husband. It is the duty of the husband to send his mother back to the village to go and meet her husband and never near their house again, except she apologizes and makes my wife her daughter. All right, Steve, thanks for your message. We've got this one here. Sandra, in as much as this is unacceptable, I will react the same way if my mother slaps me. However, I will wait to see how my husband handles the situation. Sime is the person with that message there. All right. We've got Ifangi, who says, as much as the daughter-in-law is not expected to slap back, no mother-in-law has the right to slap any lady who accepts to marry her son. If you do anyhow, you see anyhow. this one says, it's true that some mother-in-laws can be moving mad, but no one should slap their in-laws back. What if she slaps her back and it leads to her death? Would she be able to live with it? What if she slaps me and I die? Would my mother-in-law be able to live with it? Oh, is it only one person that can die from slap? Oh, BK Max is here. BK Max from Animosho says, the answer is straightforward, Sandra. That woman should also slap her own mother back when she slaps her. I mean, it's crazy for my mother to slap my wife, but if it happens, wait for me. I will handle it, and I promise everyone here it can never repeat again, even if it means not allowing her in my house again. But if my wife slaps her back, she has taken law into her hands. Then, ladies, you're telling us that if my mother-in-law slaps me, then I should return the slap without respecting my wife? Sandra, two wrongs can never make a right, too. All right. Emeka in Surulere says, who dare my wife to slap my mother? mother. She's going home that day.
Which home?
Okay, so your mother can slap your wife, but your wife cannot slap your mother. Okay. We've got this one who says, why would daughter-in-law slap her mother? She should report the matter to her husband. Then the man will talk to his mother. If my wife tries it, she's out. Hey, Shabolongo is in France. Shabolongo says, this matter is very confusing. What if the mother of the woman slaps her and she will slap her in return? To me, her mother-in-law is likened to her mother. Okay. Oh, you mean if the mother of your wife slaps her, would your mother slap her back? Okay.
No, she's saying like if the mother of the lady slaps her, would she slap her mother back?
I see. Okay. Then we've got this one here, Sandra. This topic, eh? Though my mother cannot do such a thing, but if by mistake it happens, on that day my mama will go back her house. I cannot condole any nonsense at all. This one says, daughter-in-law and mother-in-law wahala. If you ask the question, how should a woman react if your mother-in-law slaps her? The question is, why did she slap her? Would she have slapped her mother back if it was her mom? The issue of talk to your husband. Please, what should the husband do? Beat his mother or give his wife an award for not slapping his mother? The best he can do is find out what happened and address the issue. Or the girl calls her own mother, so it's a free-for-all. But women always feel territorial, and there would likely be boundaries, clashes, if both parties or one is too territorial, hyperactive, and a semi-lunatic. It's two women fighting, but somehow people will drag men into their lazy narrative. Yay. Now, wow.
So he's saying that we should handle it, Abby.
Yeah, so handle it between ourselves.
So if this man thinks that we should handle it, the other woman wants to slap back because even she too, she's semi-lunatic.
Oh my gosh. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Abiola from Owe.
Abiola, your mother-in-law slaps you. How do you react?
I'm privileged not to have one.
My sister. My sister. Okay.
I'm privileged not to have one. And I really miss not having one.
Okay.
Because I wish I had another mother.
Okay.
Anyway, let me just make my submission real quick.
Yes, please, talk to me.
This is a case of an ill-mannered woman that gave birth to a son she didn't train properly. Mm. And she comes into his house and molests his wife. Mm. That is just what I can see. This is an adult. Mm-hmm. You respect an adult. I told my mother, you don't talk to me in the presence of my... I am already an adult. Mm-hmm. Have that at the back of your mind. I'm no longer that baby you gave birth to 50 years ago. Respect me. So a woman that has respect for her person will respect others. Don't come to your friend's, your son's house and come to control things and do things to the point of slapping his wife. Mm. That is not your house. The first place, that is not your house. You don't come to people's homes and dictate. She can't come to your house to dictate. It is very, very wrong. Yes, it is being done. People slapping each other, slippery, slapping, flying everywhere, no problem. But mothers-in-laws should know that they shouldn't cross that boundary. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of 3 sons.
Okay.
Very soon, I'll call you for wedding. And I have vowed I will not cross my boundary. I'll treat all of them like my daughters. And I will tell them, you marry my pikin, enjoyment, you come. Oh. If you say you want to do me and my husband, I'll pack you one side. When while I come, I don't know you. I will fight for you. I'll say, woman, I'm ready to fight for them. I told my sons, I will not allow you to give my daughter-in-laws any problem because I will come after you as my son. And they know me. So, if I have made that in my mind now, as I am, I don't have any right now. Mm. You think I can do that to a woman, or a wife one day? So, mother-in-laws, so please stop this nonsense of my son's house. Please, they should stop it. Mm. I don't like it. Mm. How can you be slapping somebody's wife? Because is it somebody's wife? Abba. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Abiola, 99.3. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, good evening. Aunt Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening. My name is Ogochukwu. Calling from Amowo.
Ogochukwu, your mother-in-law slaps you. What do?
Ah, my mother-in-law cannot try that. So my mother-in-law is a very wonderful woman. Okay, but I'm lucky to have one of them.
Okay, just imagine. Imagine.
Okay, imagine. If she slaps me, I will retaliate. Okay. I will slap her back.
Okay.
I will respect her. I will respect my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I will wait for him to come back. It is action.
Mm.
We determine the next
your next action. Oh, looks like Ogochukwu's airtime has run out. But, you know, I keep asking everyone that says that it's his action that will determine the next action, right?
Mm.
What should the right action from him be? What would the wrong action be?
Hmm. Sandra, you see me, I've made up my mind. Like that lady said,
mm-hmm.
I would treat my mother-in-law like my mother
mm-hmm.
until I see that she doesn't deserve it.
Mm.
She's my mother-in-law. So the respect I have for my mother, I'm going to transfer it to her. I'm going to treat the both of them like my mothers
yeah.
until I see that you do not deserve it. So if your mother decides not to be a mother to me, I will treat her as a human, like a normal person right? Now she lays her hands on me, she abuses me, and I come and I tell you, I'm expecting that you draw a line.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if it means that if she feels that she can't keep her hands in her pockets mm-hmm. anymore, she can't be
don't
in her
come
house.
To my house. Yeah.
She can't be if she cannot tolerate me as a child, because my own mother will not just slap me at will.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is a situational thing because we cannot really tell exactly what happened.
Right.
If the lady was being abusive and the lady felt the need, even though she was that abusive, then if you respect your child, you'd have waited for him to come back and then you tell your son what I did to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see me as a daughter. That's why you did what you did. I expect that my husband will do what is necessary. Draw a line. Because I said something, I would make sure it never happens again.
Mm.
And that one is in my own head. I don't think it's good for you to know. But for me, I know exactly what to do to make sure that that never happens again.
Victoria, so, what would be a good response from your husband? What would be a bad response from your husband? What would be the response that will make you want to do what Feta cannot talk about on air?
A bad response for me would be him defending, like, no matter how wrong as a wife I was,
mm-hmm.
I don't think her slapping me or even laying a hand on me is the good or the best
the right
way to handle
to
this, yes,
mm-hmm.
to handle the situation. So a bad response would be him defending and saying, ah, but she told you to drop this down now. She told you to do this. That's just, it's more than a red flag at that point. It's more like you people are joining forces together to kill me, my own marriage.
You know, men who say that, oh, why would my wife slap my mother back? They know that their mothers are troublesome.
Yes.
Mm. They already know this.
Mm.
But they want you to put up with the things that you had to put up that is traumatizing
exactly.
you your whole life.
So history can repeat itself.
No,
and you remember that you have kids that are also watching. Would they actually
right.
be happy with the fact that my grandmom is hitting my mom?
You're not going to let your child see you taking that kind of abuse, because it's going to also like tell on them. They won't be able to stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want my children to get the wrong thing. So you as your father do the right thing or else.
Or else. Okay. So what would a good response be, Victoria?
Yes, he should draw a line between both of us. Like Feta said,
mm-hmm.
a mother-in-law is like your second mom.
Mm-hmm.
If your mom is late, mm-hmm. if you find a mother-in-law, you should treat her like your actual mom.
Yeah.
And,
she should also treat you like
yes,
your
exactly.
actual child.
I know, draw a line means
Feta, wait.
And then you people should grow this relationship, this bond. You will know when somebody doesn't like you. You can tell.
Sure.
Definitely. Even if after you get married, you're seeing that this woman is already showing signs of she wants to come and frustrate me.
Right.
You can tell.
Right.
So when, I feel like the best way for the husband to handle the situation
mm-hmm.
would be him talking to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he can do it in a private manner.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize to your wife first on your mom's behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Understand where she's coming from. Understand what's
led to
yes,
it.
What led to the whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to your mom and talk to your mom about it. And if she's still doing, you as a man, be honest to yourself, if she's still doing, does not matter, this is my son's house, I can do this, I can do that, then you should know better too. I won't say cut your mom off, but there should just be a very
draw line,
a very straight line between your house and your mother's leg. They should not.
Victoria.
I'm saying that the conversation should entail the vocal part of this must never happen again. She's my wife. Those kind of words.
Very
they
strong.
They carry
yes.
power. I don't even mind. Let's have the conversation. Everybody should be together. I'm
yes.
here, you're there, so that I know that I know I hear what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Not I've spoken to her. What did you tell her? I want to be there when you're having that conversation, because I would have taken laws into my hand,
mm-hmm.
but I waited for you to do the right thing. So do the right thing and let me have peace of mind.
Let me have peace of mind. Okay. We have this one here. That Victoria that calls, if she was to be my wife and she did what she just said, that is the end of that marriage. Because if my mother-in-law slaps me for any reason, I don't think the best I can do is slap her back. I wouldn't do that. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. Therapy from Ketu says that this matter, na wahala they ride bicycle. Friday from Ikorodu says, if my wife dare slaps my mom, no matter what, without waiting for me, I won't take it.
It's in that voice.
My wife can never try it to my mother. Can she slap her own mother? No. Okay. We've got this one here. What if the mother-in-law really did that because she really did wrong and she sees her like a daughter? Well, my mother wouldn't slap me. You know, no matter what wrong I did, my mother would not slap me. So why the hell does your mother feel like she can raise her hands and slap me? Excuse me. But back to this message. Actually, really, mother-in-law do that to their own daughter that is married when her daughter husband make reported her. Okay, there's you wrote this message in a hurry, so I'm really struggling. You're gonna have to take a look at it and come back to me. But here, let me tell you about money that you can win. Like, I mean, we're winning what, 30,000?
Yes,
30,000.
Like on every belt that you listen to on Nigeria, if I'm talking 11:15 to 11:25, that's when the live draw happens. Actually, 8:15 to 8:25 p.m. it happens still 10:15 to 10:25 every day. That means like today now, 8:15, somebody's going to win 30k, and it can be you if you're dialing the right code. The code is *347*880*3#. That's it. That's what you need to know, basically.
That's
follow
it.
The prompt from there. I need to take you to where you like.
Okay. We've got Epiphany, who says, Sandra GCFR. Oh, GCRR. with Feta's point, I want to marry her now. Ah, Feta, proposal, don't call me. But picture no this, so we don't know this person fine. OJB from Alagbado says, can we make this discussion a double way thing? What will my wife do if my own mother in law as a man slaps me? Perhaps we'll do we have time to make it a double? Well, it's three minutes now, so no, we don't have time to make it a double. We'll come back to you next week. Sandra, this matter don't read though. If such scenario happens, I will talk to my mom privately to let her know that I'm not happy with her disrespect to my wife, no matter who is at fault. I will talk to my wife also privately to allow everything pass by. Then when everything has calmed down after some days, I'll bring them together to settle and never do such again. Kingsley with that answer there. Edwin Asuko says, for whatever reason, my mother should not slap my wife, but my wife should also know that my mother is her mother too, so she should not retaliate for whatever reason. Omo, see, my people, nobody should be slapping anybody. Nobody should be slapping adults. Like, your own mama no supposed to slap you as you don't become adults. Your mama-in-law no supposed to slap you. Why are we slapping adults? Why are we slapping married adults? For goodness sake, for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Let me tell you again that you can win some money if you dial *347*880*3#.
That's the way to go now. Everybody's dialing it except you. I don't know why you *347*880*3#.
Okay, let's take ways. Let's take one call. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Sandra.
Oh, Sandra. Hi. Sandra, if your mother-in-law slaps you, what would you do?
Anyway, for me, when I got married, I made some decisions, and one of them is, no matter what my mother-in-law does, no matter how she talks to me, I will never talk back to her. That was my decision I made. And that was the second thing my mommy told me when I got married. But if my mother-in-law slapped me, like I said, I'll keep quiet and wait for Oga at the top to come back. And if my husband did not say anything reasonable, if he start defending the action, then I'll wait for him. He's the one that will carry the whole water for his head, not his mother.
For slap when you don't around when it happens.
Now he will carry the water because he's supposed to tell his mama. So if he starts defending his mom, that means the water will land on his head.
The water will land on his head, Sandra says. Okay, 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. You're my last call. What's your name?
Isn't
what turned that radio off?
I don't go from that place.
Correct. Your mama slap your wife. What do you go do?
If my wife slap back, I will not be happy.
Okay, but if your wife slap her, if your mama slap her, what do you go do?
I will talk to my mama.
What do you go
I
tell your mama?
My mama, but I will talk to him. You know, there's many ways to talk to person. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But if my wife slap her back without my knowledge.
Mm.
I will not take it lightly with her.
I noticed that that's the one you're most interested in. My wife slapping back, not your mother slapping first. Dara in the US says, this cannot happen to me, but if it happens to my wife, I'll just call my wife to the room, have her mother come over. When we're all present, I will have my wife's mother slap me continuously in her presence, and I'll be crying like a baby, please, ma, repeatedly. If my mom sees that, she will never try it again, and she won't come to my house again. Wow, woo! Dare has ended the show for us.
Wow.
All right, Dare, thank you very much. Dare just, you know, taught us diplomacy and teaching a lesson.
Wow.
Jesus, Dare, wow. So, please, ma. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Feta, thank you for being on the show with
thank
me.
You so
Victoria,
much,
I know that you should be home right now, but you stuck around. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. Lagos, thank you for choking your mouth inside this conversation that comes. I swear, Lagos, this comes up on Twitter every 7 days. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I don't know why people are walking around imagining their mother-in-law slapping their wife. Why? Why are you imagining your mother slapping your wife? Well, I mean, like, I don't know. Think of things. Why can't you think of your mother buying your wife, you know, Nkwobi? Why can't you think of her buying her Odeku? Why can't you think of them going on holiday? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S Ezekwesili everywhere. Lagos, those are your hard facts. Good night. Step ahead with